Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now back to 95.7 The Game's Blue and Gold Summit, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill.
Hey, let's freaking go! Let's freaking go! Hey! Hey! This is how we do the Blue and Gold Summit, okay? We're out in Pleasant Hill. What's up, East Bay?
Yes, sir!
Love it, love it. We're out at Jack's Restaurant and Bar, which is disappointing no one. Look at you all. Y'all look fed and happy.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you all. All right, great stuff. We got a lot still to do with our second hour here on the summit. A quick reminder that for you 49er fans, the kickoff show this Sunday with our Hall of Fame nominee, Lo Neal,
right,
and Evan Giddings will be starting at 11 a.m. live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. Early games on. They got their own great food and drinks. Games in the parking lot. And if you're going to the game, you can do the free shuttle to and fro the game. Yes, indeed, it's free. And you can sign up now at 957thegame.com. It's first come, first serve. The spots go quick, so get over there now, 957thegame.com. All right. Dibs and I get to talk to Steve Kerr every single week.
Yeah. So jealous.
We thought that you might be jealous. Yeah.
We get to talk to Sam Lupman every single day.
Really Sammy, really I met good. His mom today. I met Miss Lupman.
Lupman catching strays.
Yes.
So Dibs and I, it was actually asked of us, do you want to share Steve Kerr this week? And the answer unequivocally
was,
hell no. But we did say, thank you, Steve. Why don't we have the rest of the guys submit one question? One question each for Steve, and then we'll get his answer to those questions. And then maybe at the end, we'll find out which question he thought was the best. So, to each of the four of you up here, do you remember your question?
Absolutely.
Do you remember your question?
Oh, yes,
no,
sir.
I do.
All right.
Yeah.
So, what we're going to do is go to each of you to re-ask your question so our audience can hear it, and then we will play Steve Kerr's answer to your question.
I would want to guess Guru's question.
It's on
can
the paper.
Can I try out for the Warriors?
It's on
the I won't order candles to anyone's room.
Oh, wow.
That's a statement, not a question, but still. All right, let's go. Let's go in order.
All right.
So, Joe Spadoni, you're first.
Oh.
What was your question for Steve Kerr?
Thank you for writing it down because I forgot at 3 in the morning. The Giants just hired Tony Vitello. Steve, what are your thoughts about the jump from college to the pros from a coaching perspective, and is it overblown?
I think great coaches can come from anywhere, and I think it's the whole thing that I would be looking for if I were hiring a coach is just emotional intelligence. The game is the game. And if you hire someone who understands how to communicate with their players and set a vision and set a good tone, good culture, doesn't matter where he comes from, I think it can absolutely work.
Damn, he didn't say great question.
All right, so emotional intelligence.
No. Almost.
But it might be his favorite question.
Oh,
it might be.
He was asked.
Probably not.
But he didn't say that that was a good question. I actually asked it, and maybe it's because I asked it. That although I did read it word for word, I thought it was a fair and a good question.
Okay, so there is Joe Spadoni's question, and that is Steve Kerr's answer. Next up,
your baseball.
Joe Shasky, what was your question?
My question was something to the effect of, you've been a player, you've been a GM, you've been a broadcaster, and now a coach. Forget a rule in game. If you could have one rule change on the CBA or the calendar or the length of the season, what would it be from your perspective?
The schedule. The game is faster than it's ever been. We are demanding more from the players, and we're still treating the schedule like it's 25 years ago, and we're running these guys into the ground. We need a 72 or 75 game schedule, and everybody has to recognize that it would be the best thing for the game. And sometimes you actually make decisions based on quality and not profit. But, good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that. How do you feel about his answer?
Well, I've been saying to these guys for a long time, there's two problems with the NBA right now. I love the NBA. I watch it every day with my kid in the living room. Doesn't matter if it's the Warriors or not. The season is too long, and it starts at the worst time of the year. We're in football mode. Christmas is the start of the NBA season. And then run it through July.
You don't love it then. If you say it's too long, you don't love it. That's just my two cents.
There's 82 games. It's too many. The guys don't play. Like, I want to see 70, 75 games, and you'll get more stagger. You'll get more able to bring this thing into July. Think about it. The slowest time of the year for us and for everyone is July with just baseball. Mm. I want baseball and basketball playing simultaneously.
But, I mean, he finishes it off with the truth of the matter. It's like,
it'll never change.
I could like your idea, but it's a complete non-starter, isn't it?
Mm. Of course, because money.
Well, and my solution, and this is groundbreaking, but you give everyone, every team gets a bye week where you get a whole week you don't play. And maybe it starts in like February, and you know, you get a bye week, so instead of playing four games and seven nights, you play no games. Wait. And maybe you do two bye weeks throughout the year. However you do it, you at least would have those breaks built
if
in.
If you were starting the NBA from scratch, you would not go up against the NFL as often as they do to start their year. There's a reason why all the other leagues avoid the NFL.
Right.
And I just look at it from where can I get the most eyeballs and how can I maximize my sport? The window is July and August. Own those months.
Yeah. Well, not only that, college football, and you just saw ratings for the World Series just absolutely dominating everything.
Yep, absolutely. All right, let's switch it over to Steiny and Guru. You're all going to want to listen to this. These are some pretty interesting questions,
too. Hard-hitting,
Guru, you were given the opportunity to ask Steve Kerr one thing. What did you ask Steve?
Something that I've been thinking about for years, and I'll give you the long version. I've had the pleasure or the blessing to be a part of many teams in corporate and all the jobs I work. And I just love people, and I love relationships when they go well. And I just thought to myself, so you're telling me this dude played with arguably, not to me, the best basketball player ever.
Well, who is?
Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
No, who is the best player ever?
Michael Jordan.
Well, yeah.
And he hit you in practice, and that was probably love, but I want to know, do you still talk to Jordan? You still talk to Michael Jordan?
All right.
And I want to hear a yes.
Okay, I want everyone to listen very closely to the start of his answer, because the question is, when's the last time that you talked to Michael Jordan?
This is actually a great question. If you had asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said it had been 3 or 4 years, but it just so happened that when we were in Portland for a preseason game a couple weeks ago, I was literally walking to the elevator on the 11th floor of the hotel in Portland, and he walked right out of the elevator. Michael did. I hadn't seen him in 4 years, and we sat there outside the elevator at the Portland Hotel and talked for 5 minutes and hugged it up. It was incredible, and it was great to catch up again.
That's a pretty nice
one. Good job.
Well, let's just say 5 years. Damn, man. That's a long time.
And then 5 minutes. That's it.
Not 50.
Call up and get the hell out of here. All right.
Package it up for NBC, and they're going to release it every week.
It's the pretty good conversation.
By the way, before we get Steve's answer on which question was the best, we're going to ask you guys, too. So, one more question to go. That, of course, is Matt Steinmetz, who is at least partially done with his salad and ready to rejoin the conversation. Steiny, what was your question?
First of all, Steve Kerr shocked Jordan even gave him 5 minutes. That's the first thing. You know, Steve, you have come into this organization as a coach, and you have been the greatest coach in the history of this organization. Mm-hmm. And you know, so many people have become attached to you. Can you ensure Warrior Nation, Dub Nation, can you ensure them you will never coach for another NBA team?
I would like to. I definitely want that to be the case, but how could we ever guarantee that? You know, this is the sports world. I mean, all you have to do is look at the transaction wire every single day. Crazy stuff happens, but I sure hope this is the only team I ever coach.
I thought Bonte buttered up that question at the beginning.
Well, yeah.
Man, exactly. Woo. And I sometimes do that
and you realize.
What did you make of that answer, though?
Well, he's watching.
He's going to San Antonio, people.
Oh, God. Wembanyama.
Oh, God.
Come on. Wemby.
All right. We did ask Steve which of the questions he liked the best. Before we play that for you, we want to know which ones you guys thought was the best.
Yeah.
So, first of all, by a show of applause, the question from Joe Shasky was you've been a player, a coach, a GM, a broadcaster, the power to change one thing about the NBA but not in-game. What would you change? How many of you thought Joe Shasky had the best question?
Yeah, good job, Joe. Yeah.
All right.
Not good. Right.
I got your back.
Joe Spadoni said that the Giants hired Tony Vitello.
The Giants.
What are your thoughts about the jump from college to pros? Is it overblown? How many of you liked Joe Spadoni?
Let's go, Vitello, Faison, let's go.
All right. Now let's go to Guru, who asked, when was the last time you talked to Michael Jordan, who liked Guru? And then, of course, Matt Steinmetz asked, can you ensure that the Warriors will be the only NBA team you'll ever coach? Round of applause. Who likes Steinmetz?
That was a great question. Journalist extraordinaire.
Always.
All right. There's only one opinion left to unveil, ladies and gentlemen.
Akmal.
Here is Steve Kerr's answer to which question was the best.
I'm not trying to be a diplomat or a politician, but those are all really good questions. And you know what? They should be. This is what you guys do for a damn living, so keep it up.
Yeah, I mean, much like your kids, Steve, you never pick one over the other, but you know deep down, as do Mark and I, you got a favorite. So just for now, can you pick one?
I never tell everybody that Maddie is my favorite of my three children. I don't say that publicly. I always tell all three that that they're equal. So, you know, I wouldn't feel comfortable, telling you that Steiny's question was the best. That wouldn't be fair.
Wow. Oh my God.
Wow.
Steiny.
Hey!
Although he did say he wouldn't feel comfortable saying that, so in fact he actually didn't say that.
Round of applause for Dibs for pushing for the answer. Let's go. Good question.
But we
that's
do.
A good question.
Why does that bother
and you guys
me?
Do a great job every week with Steve Kerr.
Thank you, Joe. Good job.
Just so you all know, that will be the last time you ever ask Steve Kerr a question.
Yeah. No, they on this
done.
Radio
you're
station.
Done.
So is they, no, they do a great job with these interviews. Yeah. Is Butler playing tomorrow?
questionable.
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 Thank you very much.
Questionable concern. Yeah.
Questionable.
All right. That's fun. That's fun.
Do you know how many Zaza Pachulia butter ups? I heard from you two. Well, we didn't get any answers. We've all been there.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
That's true.
No. You should have heard us earlier with the Donald Foil.
I love Donald.
I miss
you. Did he block you?
Yeah.
All-time block leader?
Oh, that was
great. Where'd he go to school? Anyone? Anyone?
Colgate.
Drafted ahead of Tracy McGrady.
Why do you got to do that?
Yeah. Yeah. Number eight.
No, we love you, AD.
But he ever went anyways.
Such a Steiny thing
to
do.
Please, exactly.
All right. That was a whole lot of fun. Let's transition a little bit. All of us up here thought that with all of the daily grind of being a Warrior fan, sometimes it gets forgotten to fully appreciate everything that not only is Steph Curry, but the fact that we don't have a whole lot of time left with Steph Curry. So let's get into this a little bit and sort of, I'd love to hear from each of you, how would you describe what Steph Curry both means to you and has meant to Bay Area sports in general over his career? Guru, how would you answer that? What has he meant to
I might
you?
Need some tissue, man.
Let's do it. That's no, why but I started
seriously,
with
man,
you.
Listen, he's an institution. He's the class personified. And before I go back to the basketball, we all have met in no phonies. He's so far from a phony. He's a family guy. He gives his time to the community, and the fact that he takes care of his temple, which is his body, to the degree that he could be doing and running as far and fast as much as he does on a nightly basis for 17 years, it is truly incredible. And then when we talk about the, tell me if I'm going too long, if we talk about the guys that are taller, that could jump out the building, there's an X date on that, and nothing's wrong with that. But Steph has revolutionized the game. Go watch AAU, these kids in CYO. It's incredible. And the dude is as humble as Kendrick Lamar's song before he even thought about writing it. So to me, Steph Curry is class personified. And my last Steph Curry part of this is we were doing a show, Steiny and I, at Chase. I'm outside on a Wednesday walking, and here comes Steph, just him and I. Like the old Wild Wild West, he got off his phone, looked at me and said, y'all doing the show in here? I said, yeah, Steph. He put the phone call on hold. I said, for my daughter, we got to take a picture of my man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Steph is incredible, and he's still going. Yeah. Steph is the man.
yeah. Matt Steinmetz, you once stated that you owe your entire career to Steph Curry.
Best thing that ever happened.
Wow. He called you on your birthday. He gives you gear. How would you answer this? What has he meant to the Bay Area sports lexicon?
Well, I'll just tell you this. When they put the three-point line in the NBA in 1980, 45 years ago, and then they brought it into college 35 years ago, and they put it that far out into the court, nobody could ever imagine at that point that there would be a player who could shoot the ball that well from that far out, and it would be one extra point. It was incomprehensible that there would be a player who, in a game, could make 6 out of 9 of those shots from that far away to be that impactful. Mm. And that's why he revolutionized the game to me. And just what a class act, obviously.
Just like you, Steiny.
Not quite.
The class.
Yeah, no, he's on another level.
He's actually good at golf.
Cold-blooded.
Is there anything he's not good at?
You said that it's been the best thing in your career, though. Like, what has he meant directly to you?
I got to watch a guy. I've gotten to watch a guy for 15, 17 years that made me say, geez, certain guys come along and they play it differently. And he plays it differently, like Jordan did, like Bird did, like Magic did, like LeBron did, all in their own way. And so he's made basketball enjoyable for me for the last 15 years. Just wondering what you're going to see night to night.
Steiny, take us back.
Here's what he does, Mark. He leaves you shaking your head 6 times a game. Yeah. Even 16 years in, I'm like, this guy, I can't believe.
Not just you, the head coach, too.
Hey, Steiny, take me back to the day you first met him. What were you doing? You've been on air for how many years on radio? But at the time, you were a beat reporter?
Yeah, when he started. Yeah.
So how many years in are you on the beat when you first meet him?
12 years.
12 years of
12,
covering
14.
The Warriors.
Yeah.
And what were the Warriors before Steph Curry?
They were
a great timeout.
Yeah, they were nothing. They were nothing. And the thing is, when he walked through the door, nobody was like, here he comes.
At all.
It's all going to be different.
What happened day one? This is great. Tell the story.
Steven Jackson demanded a trade, and Monte Ellis said, I can't play with him. We're too small.
Day one.
Huh? Freezing day one.
How does that, by the way, who did they say that to?
The media.
I mean, they just publicly and immediately stated this like to a microphone.
Well, they would come down to a table, a round table, and there'd be media around. And, you know, Monte Ellis sat down and, hey, what do you think of Steph Curry? It's a good pick. I don't get to see the chances. You think you guys can be successful? I don't think so. How come? We're too small.
What on earth?
Well,
at the time, nobody knew that he was, you know, he shouldn't have said it, but at the time.
I'll just say this on behalf of everybody sitting in this table and everyone here at Jack's Restaurant. Without Steph Curry, we're not here.
No.
And we're not here in we're not allowed to come here and eat. This station is not a station. Spadoni's not Spadoni. Butcher doesn't launch the morning show
in
a new stratosphere. Willard's still doing Giants from his house. This does not exist without Steph Curry. The Warriors were on another station.
That's a good point.
That station schmitted the bed.
That's a good point.
We were able to scoop and score, and they became a dynasty.
That's incredible, man.
Because of him.
Wow.
I was able to have a second family.
He built the Chase Center, too.
I got a four-bedroom house.
And Willard, he built the Chase Center, too.
Yep. I mean, if you want to
privately fund,
if you want to put the rat on the table, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control.
Look at Billy.
95.7 The Game is the Wolf again.
Wow.
It's country music again.
Well,
it's Morgan Wallen, not Joe Spadoni.
Oh.
Let me add this
end
in too.
Of story.
I think that's a great, great answer, and obviously all of us are personally tied to that answer. I also think Steph Curry, and you know, earlier we're getting into the whole Bill Walsh versus Steve Kerr thing. I think there's a completely different conversation if you were to say, for instance, Steph Curry and Joe Montana. I think Steph Curry has redefined and reset the bar for what it means to be a sports icon. And I mean that even nationally, because A, he's never won another jersey. Yes, there are others who've done that. But B, seemingly, I've never encountered another athlete that seems to never even trip on a curb off of the court or the field. There has never been one day or one person who I've met who's had the slightest bad experience with Stephen Curry. And we're up here with an opportunity to maybe have some experiences and know some things that other people don't. And I'm telling you honestly, I don't know one person who's ever had one negative experience with Steph Curry. And to me, that makes him one of one. I think your answer to this, both of you guys, would be really, really cool. So hold them.
Thank you for saying that.
Hold them. Hold
them. Oh, we didn't go.
Coming up next.
Coming up next is sponsored by Moderna. This is the Summit in Play.
I'll finish your mind.
Jack's Restaurant and Bar is doing the damn thing, and so are all of you. We are not done yet. We'll get into a little bit more about Steph and then answer the obvious question, is this team headed for championship contention or not? We'll get into that coming up next on the Summit on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to 95.7 The Game's Blue and Gold Summit, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill.
Let them hear you! You all are something else, man. Something else. Summit out here in Pleasant Hill. yeah. Jack's Restaurant Bar. That's for you.
It's early.
We're liking it early.
Yep.
Jack's Restaurant and Bar out here in Pleasant Hill has been an unbelievable host. This is an unbelievable crowd. You guys are awesome. Talking out Warriors and not done yet. A reminder about this weekend and the Niner game. Niners are at home and our kickoff show on Sunday with our Hall of Fame nominee Lo Neal and Evan Giddings will start at 11 a.m. live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. The early games are going to be on. They've got great food, great drinks. There are games to play in the parking lot. If you're going to the game, there's a free shuttle that'll bring you there and back. I did say free, which means spots will go fast. So reserve your spot now at 957thegame.com. All right. We got a few things still to talk about, but I don't want to move past what we were just talking about before we get a chance to hear what our morning show thinks about it and the Joes. And we're talking about the Steph Curry appreciation chatter with regard to the idea of what he has meant to you as a fan, what he has meant to the fan base, the Bay Area as a whole. Dibs with an effective answer, I would say. But the six of us are not sitting here, and you guys are all not sitting here on this station. Yep. Probably doesn't exist without Steph Curry. But what would you guys say about Mr. Wardell?
He is the most beloved athlete in the history of Bay Area sports. He is more beloved than Joe Montana, Steve Young, Jerry Rice. Rice is a close one, not here, and I love Jerry. He joins our station a lot. But Steph united the Bay in a way that no one else really did. It's the only basketball team here. East Bay, South Bay, North Bay, all comes together because of Stephen Curry. What he has meant for the Bay Area at large cannot, you can't put it to words, Mark. Like, we try to every day. The head coach, like, we all try to talk about Steph in a way, and it sounds redundant, but he really is Captain America. Like, I can't find anything wrong with this guy, and I don't want to find anything wrong about this guy. Oh, he turns the ball over too much, but then what does he do? It's the most ridiculous three-pointer you've ever seen in your face, and if you're even the opposing fan base has to be like, okay, it's special to watch. And I always look at it in a way that, like, supersedes the norm. So for me growing up, and for a lot of people my age, I'm 32, whenever you would crumple up a piece of paper and throw it in the trash can, what do you say? Kobe. Now the kids are saying what? From all the way over there on the other side of the parking lot. Curry! That says it all right there.
And they're doing it in more places than the Bay. That's what I notice, is that what makes him so iconic is the way that this has bled into essentially everywhere.
Yeah.
What would you say? What do you want to say here?
I mean, Steph Curry is the greatest Bay Area athlete, to his point, and it's not even close. He surpassed Joe a long time ago for me. I grew up watching KICU Warrior games on channel 636. When this is like way back when Greg Popovich, they're knifing through the backcourt right now. And my dad had us in the backyard doing Rick Barry shots. Rick Barry was my dad's favorite player of all time. I grew up on Chris Mullin. He was my hero. That's who it was in the backyard. That picture perfect left hand jumper. And Steph Curry has surpassed both those guys. He is to the three ball what Ricky Henderson is to stolen bases, what Barry Bonds is to the home run. He's the longevity of Jerry Rice. He's the heart and soul of the franchise and the community in the way Dwight Clark or Steve Young was. He embodies all my favorite athletes of all time. And I think the biggest thing for me, he's embraced the culture of the Bay Area. Like the Thiz face after hitting a three. I'm from the Mac Dre era. So him embracing that meant something to my age group. And then now as I'm older and I see my son over there, I've been coaching for 20, 25 years. I think we talk a big game about like role models and kids and all this stuff. Steph Curry truly is the greatest role model for your children to look up to. The more and more I say, it's how to treat people, how to treat your teammates, how to treat the game, how to give back to your community. There's the on-the-court guy. There's the off-the-court guy. He is the greatest icon I've ever seen, without a doubt. And he's a rock star. And the part that I think is the, like you said, what's the thing for us? Obviously, what he's done for us, winning the championship, when I was new to the morning slot, it was everything. I think the greatest playoff performance in Bay Area history is not Madison Bumgarner, as great as that was. I think it's game four in Boston.
In Boston.
Steph Curry doing it against that team that way, when everyone said he couldn't win without KD, he couldn't win this, he couldn't win that. I think it's the greatest road performance of all time. I think it's the greatest Bay Area playoff and championship performance ever.
It was on the heels of the FU Draymond game, and Draymond actually, he shut down. They got to him. They went up 2-1, and it looked like, oh, my God, Boston, they've gotten to the heart and soul 100%. Of this team. And then Steph, no, we're not going out like that. So to me, you're right, but it's on against the backdrop of game three 100%. That made it even more special.
It felt like a night where you were – sort of resigned to the idea that you were ready for the Warriors are going to lose this series?
I've been blessed to go to World Series.
Yeah.
I've been blessed to go to NFC Championship games, a Super Bowl. I watched an entire fan base. Yeah. I sat and paid to sit up in the Boston Garden by myself.
You were there.
And they said, he's better than Bird. This is what they were saying. They couldn't. They were jaw-dropped. Draymond, they didn't think he was good. Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole, they're good players. Steph Curry, everyone in Boston. And this is an OG, the original basketball. Like, this is the dynasty that started basketball. They were bowing down to Steph Curry. I said, this is the greatest player I've ever seen. It was the most incredible thing ever. And then he kept going like this at every timeout when Draymond is pulling a milk carton MIA. Look, Steph Curry is the GOAT on and off the floor. And to you, you brought up the grace like that he carries himself with. He's so dignified. Presidents bow down to him.
Yep.
In certain sense. Bryson DeChambeau and him broke the internet doing golf together.
Unbelievable.
He's a world icon.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I've never seen anything like it.
He's the best.
I've never, ever, ever seen anything like it where somebody who lives in a fishbowl like that can somehow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Seemingly, never make a mistake.
He's the guy.
Nobody has ever had a bad...
Mark.
2 minutes with him.
Mark, name a moment where he threw a teammate under the bus. 20 years.
Hasn't happened.
No. Name
hasn't
a minute
happened.
Where...
Okay, hold
he
on.
He threw the mouth guard?
Yeah.
Like, is that it? That's his low moment?
I mean,
there was that time he called Steiny. It pissed some people off at the station. But that's
I called
about
Steiny
it.
A buster one time. We made up.
The fact that he has done it in the social media dominated era does yes. matter a lot.
That's right. That's like, a great point.
What they were doing in the 90s yeah. and the 80s, I mean, you guys can speak to that. I was a zygote, as Dibs likes to say.
Oh, yeah.
But it was, I watched the Cowboys doc. Oh, my God. Yeah, what he's been able to do with all the eyeballs constantly on him, and internationally, it's true. Like, if you could translate the way Michael Jordan did internationally, when guys like the Greek Freak, guys like LeBron, he's selling more jerseys than both those guys.
Yep.
It's insane.
Yep. Yeah.
Insane. Babyface assassin, baby.
All right. So with that level of appreciation, I think you start to think about how much time is left. And like Guru, Steiny, how many more years do you think we got to watch this guy?
I'm going 4 more years. I think 4 more years is what we have, and you know, that's just my gut feeling, and I don't even want to think about it, Mark, because it's gonna just be hell to like Michael Jordan, the Bulls. How's that worked out trying to replace him? But I'm gonna just go 4 years at high optimum or close to what Steph's been. That put him at 41?
Yeah, I mean, I asked that not just as a predictive piece of how much longer he will do this, but how much longer will he be able to do it at a level where this is an NBA one who can actually
you
effectively...
You think that's too... Steiny, I'll ask you, think 4 is too much?
I think that's too many years. You just said it at the end. That makes him 41. Al Horford is 39.
But this ain't... This is different.
Of course he's not.
It's different.
LeBron James... is younger than 41.
Still a top 10 player in the
no,
league.
No, that's a fact.
But, just be real.
But yeah. the problem is...
But also
that they,
not playing. Yeah. Not playing right now. Yeah.
The problem is that they still need him
yeah.
to play the
wow.
role
wow.
of somebody 8 years ago.
Damn.
Like, they need to start to get him to go from superstar to star to great sixth man or role player or catalyst. Otherwise, I don't know how it ends.
Well, who's in the bullpen, Mark? And that's why I'm like, committee
well,
cannot go anywhere.
Nobody
I'm
will,
not even
nobody will
up there.
Ever be in
they
the
don't
bullpen.
Have
yeah,
anybody.
No, nobody, you. But I think that
John
there's at
what
least...
What if Wiseman would have hit?
Yeah,
I just, can I say that?
Who
I'm just
knows?
Saying.
I think you have to fall back in that moment of you have an owner of the team who is going to go after whatever is potentially...
No, the Laker model.
But you know, I mean, there's that. Plus, I do think that this year, I mean, I'm not saying I see any NBA ones.
Yeah.
But one of the things that made last night fun is that for the first time,
oh, man.
You can start to at least see pieces that might be part of a future core. Multiple pieces. First time in 3, 4, 5 years I've felt that way.
I don't want to watch more of it where all three are out at the same time. I told Steiny today, hashtag random, I don't think we get 10 games of those three out at the same time, do we?
You probably get 10. I mean, 10 over under 9.5 would be close. And, you know, Steiny, what you're saying about, like, him matriculating to other roles, that almost never happens.
And man.
It's more likely that the aforementioned
right?
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
But at the end, Ray was not the best player on the team.
No, like, no.
It's more likely that this ends the way it ended with Kobe, which is I'm the best player still hanging on a terrible team.
And he had a devastating injury with the Achilles right there. Too. That Steph, thank God, hasn't happened yet.
I think it's a lot harder to find a guy to come in and be the one. Now Steph's the two. Now you get another one.
Man.
Now Steph's the three.
Well, you know what? I think
it's harder to do that.
Well, it is harder to do that, but that's where like a Giannis would come in.
Exactly.
In theory.
Oh, man, that would
and
be
so easy.
That's
what happened with the Lakers. LeBron, Luka obviously getting there. And still the worst trade I've ever seen in my life. Nico Harrison on line one.
To me, this is one of the reasons why you got to soak up every game right now.
Yep.
Exactly.
I think you guys might be a little hot with the numbers that you're throwing out.
I got one or two.
Yeah.
I guess two or three.
I don't want to hear that.
Well, but this role that you guys are imagining, I don't even know if he wants that role.
Yeah.
Right? Like
he said not too long ago he wanted to play into his 40s.
I know he said that. His 40s are not 4 years away. They're two and a half years away.
Here's the number one question on that. I mean, are you going to – like? Look, he's earned the right too. But if you're soaking up $75 million of $160 million cap 3 years from now, that does make it harder to build the team around you. Like, there's a financial component simultaneously.
And that's what Dibs brought up with Kobe towards the end there. He's like, I ain't taking a pay cut.
Right.
Stop. Like, and is Steph going to be able to do that? We haven't seen LeBron do it. They want to get all the money that they can. I'm not blaming them. It's just reality.
It's very rare that guys do that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what if we just add the whole group now in, right? I mean, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, Steph Curry.
I think we're seeing the beginning of the end of Draymond.
These guys at this moment contractually have this year and next year.
Yep.
Are we comfortable saying that, hell, it might not even make it to next year, that they can sort of be formed like this and compete? I know there are some who don't believe that you can do that this year.
If you ask me right now, what am I betting on? Draymond playing 30 minutes a game, 65 nights this year, and all seven games in a series. But I think their best role is for Dre, and they need him down the stretch. I think it's the Iggy role, off the bench, closing games. Like, you're using him in specific spots. I don't think he can be a 30-minute-a-night guy for this team. I'm seeing the wear and tear already.
Butch, I'm no doctor, because we've said this before. When you leave the studio real quick, this dude's been Joe Frazier, Draymond Green.
He's
incredible, headed
jaw
to the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
But it's when you watch him run down the court, you could just tell Willard is a labor.
It looks like Gronk at the end.
Damn,
he was still great,
man.
But he looked like Frankenstein.
I watch him just like, wow, you could tell it's hard, man.
I agree.
I mean, watch all of us when we get up from this table here in about 10 minutes.
I feel great.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like, yeah,
I know what you mean.
Every human being starts moving differently.
Wow, man.
I see it too.
Can they win it all this year?
I'm saying yes.
All right,
go ahead.
Let's get to that. Let's go all the way down the table and like just answer that. What are your realistic expectations for the team this year?
I think they can reach the Western Conference Finals, and if you can do that, anything is possible. Kevin Garnett. And you're beat. Whoever comes out of the West, lock it in right now, is beating whatever team's coming out of the East. I'm sorry. There's no Eastern Conference team that's going to win the title this season. So whoever comes out of the West, and I put it, the hierarchy still for me right now, OKC, Denver, and I know the Warriors beat them, but I'm still giving respect in a series to Denver. And then you're going either Rockets or Dubs for me. For right now, that's how I view it. So if you can get there, sure, you can win a title, but
I agree.
You got to get there first, and the body's got to hold up. And I don't know, like that first, I can't get that first round series against the Rockets out of my mind. It's tough, man. Like a tailbone,
up 3-1.
A tailbone and a soft tissue injury, and you're cooked. But is Jonathan Kuminga a better version? Is Moses Moody a better version? Like, if you get this version of Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody, in that series against the Wolves, maybe you extend it.
Well,
right?
That's the piece that nobody likes to acknowledge, but I think in all title runs in every sport, you need some luck.
Yes. Yeah.
You're going to need some
Brooks
luck.
Conrad.
Nobody wants to talk about that because it feels like, I don't know, weakness or out of your hands. But even the Warrior titles, when they were clearly the best team, we all know about the injuries that have happened to the best players on the other teams. All things take breaks.
I mean, look at the Dodgers on line one, the wedgie, right? Like, we're all like looking at that, the things that had to break for them. Now they put themselves in positions to do that. You got to have luck.
Halliburton game seven.
There you go.
Right,
who was on fire. I'm going to say, I think they can win a title one of these next 2 years. I really do. And luck is going to play a big part. I just don't think the big three are going to be the catalyst. It's going to be two out of three, and one of the youngsters or a trade is going to help do it for them. I don't believe in OKC being this back-to-back slam dunk champion. They're great. Let's see how the season progresses. I didn't see Tatum tearing his Achilles last year. No one saw that happening. I'm never going to doubt them. Patriots and Brady for 20 years. Good luck. The Chiefs and Mahomes. It's Kerr and Curry. Why are we not giving them the benefit of the doubt of just one more shot at it? I think they can do it.
And it could have been last year, and I still got PTSD real quick of that Curry's hammy, man.
I think last year is a good thing to kind of focus on for a second, because what I see in these nine games is a lot of potential, but I also have a curiosity as to whether or not they have the energy that it will take for a top four seed.
Nine
which means if you don't end up in that top four, if you are five, if you are six, if you have to work your way through seven or eight and get into that situation again, that's doable. I think we all felt it was at least doable-ish last year, but then breaks need to go your way. And major injuries cannot happen. It's kind of like how I feel about the Niners this year. If you'd asked me at the beginning of the year, are they a Super Bowl contender? I'm like, outside chance.
Wow, man.
But not now. Not if you don't get breaks.
And
not
maybe
if,
that's why a move wasn't made. And I know Butch feel the way he did.
And I think that's a tough one. But, yeah, what do you think?
I mean, if you're talking about realistically, you could win two series and you'd make the Western Conference Finals. That, to me, honestly, if I'm being a realist, I've been a Warrior fan for 50-whatever years, and it's my favorite team of the three, and I always want them to win the title. But if I'm going to be real about it, even if you caught all the breaks, you got health, and you got a decent seed, and you got in the playoffs, I still don't see this team winning 16 games. Can you win 12? Maybe. If I put the over-under, as I did last year, Joe, all last year I told him, over-under 5.5 playoff wins.
4.5.
Over-under 4.5 playoff wins, which means you win a series. Yeah, and all year he was under, and then they got Jimmy, and it clicked, and then he switched to the over, and they won 5 games. And I know there was injuries. It was a soft tissue and a tailbone, but I look at a team that's a year older, and if I said over-under 7.5 playoff wins for this team right now, I'd take the under.
Do you feel better about the non-Big Three core, though? Because I do.
I do.
I think that helps.
I do, but I don't.
I do, too.
I don't feel better when you get into a playoff situation and everyone gets down to seven or eight players. I don't believe that their non-core guys are good enough to beat the other team's non-core guys.
Do you buy
Denver, like, Minnesota, Oklahoma City?
Steven Jackson said something recently, and again, there's a journey for all these teams to get to this point. But he said, in a mythical Western Conference playoffs, with all the teams at their strength, the five that start and finish that I would trust the most in a playoff scenario is the five that the Warriors can put out there.
I love that.
Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, Al, and JK.
And we said that before Steven said it. I love Steve, but
I just won the title. I don't buy that.
The best five-man lineup is a lineup. The best five-man lineup any team in the NBA is a team that's just starting to play as a five-man lineup for the first time.
And
that's Steven Jackson.
And a 39-year-old who can't shoot
three. Right, and four of the five players are over 35. But you get but you also get where he's coming from.
No doubt about it.
He's talking about trust and experience.
And they've done it.
At the end of playoffs.
Yeah, and the We Believe team, by the way, they won 5 playoff games. We all want to lionize that run. Facts?
Yeah, but Jason's come back from a broken wrist.
That's like Steven Jackson's high watermark as an NBA playoff player. That's all I'm saying.
No, he won a title with the Spurs.
Oh, you're right.
He won a title with the Spurs.
You're right.
As a role player, though.
Yes, sure.
Stani, what would you say? Realistic expectations this year. You're shaking your head.
Damn.
They're not going to win a title.
Okay.
Can they win 8 playoff games?
I don't think so.
Wow.
I don't think so.
And it's all age?
That's a lot of it. It's just there are things that are going to happen in March that we can't imagine now, and I don't think they're going to be good things. If they're embarking on something unprecedented.
Unprecedented.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know how to get out.
What would you say?
You need me to get out?
I'm not mad at Stani, but what is he basically doing? And he's not doing it on purpose. We just did an exercise on what Curry means, and Butch talked about the best. So we're robbing Steph
of
maybe taking it one last time.
I'm with you.
If we all meant what we said, and I believe all six of us do, how can we say that's off the table?
Donald Ford basically said the same thing, which is this is all about stretching
amazing.
The imagination and believing the unbelievable. And if Steph hasn't earned
that's what we did in 2022.
No, he did that.
All right. First of all, I want to let you know what's coming up. It's the Warriors Roundtable with Kevin Dana and Gary St. Jean.
Yeah.
And it's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Totally.
The first thing I want to do is thank all of you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Some very special thank yous to some special guests that are here. Tim, Tess, Gary, and Justin from Boxer and Gerson, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Chris from Ace Cider, thank you so much. Maddie Haley with Ashby Lumber, thank you so much. And last but absolutely not least, Chris, John, and Dave here from Jack's Restaurant and Bar. You all crush this.
Tim Jordan, Sam, and Grandy in the back, baby.
And Grandy and Steven Rizzotto for everything you guys did back at the studio. Thank you very much. Thank you, you four, for doing your second show today.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for doing
that.
There's
a rumor that you guys are all coming in at 4:30 to do the show.
It is a rumor. It is a rumor. Look at all these rumors.
I'm in. Fleetwood Mac.
Thank you all very much. Good night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.